So I need to hit on the
Talk Radio.
Jesus, joy.
I don't have to hit on myself.
Ever nearer. As I labor. Through the storm. You have called me. To this passage. And I'll
boxes? No, put all of them on the microphone. Did you
hear
that?
Oh.
Yeah.
You didn't tell me that, Nathan.
Yeah, I thought I said, when you come out the pew bar, you gotta come back and get them and put them.
Okay, we live. We live. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Ida.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. It's Mario.
Yeah, and there's Rod on the line.
Okay.
And well, I think Nathan is there, of course.
Nathan dropped. I'm actually hosting the call. He's going to dial back in. And he actually has me doing two jobs tonight.
Oh, so you're...
The National Week is a simultaneous nationwide movement of God and his people.
There you go. Nathan, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, Dr. Lolly.
I'm here.
Okay, well, welcome everybody to the Tuesday night call. It is November 1st, the best month of the year.
Good
my birthday is this month. So it is truly the best month of the year. But welcome everybody to the call tonight, and I hope everybody's had a wonderful October. And I know we're finishing up with the Breast Cancer Awareness Month, but breast cancer and other cancers are definitely on the rise in all households, in all communities, in all parts of the world. But tonight we have Dr. Lolly here, and she's going to bring us some special information on how we can help ourselves live more healthily and make our homes safer. And I was just sharing with Nathan, Dr. Lolly, I'm just sleeping, taking naps all the time now.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay,
that's you have to tell everybody, you know, you just can't drop a bomb like that, Ida. Good evening, everyone.
Well,
this is Dr. Lolly. I'm your registered nurse. I tell people I got a promotion from registered nurse to angel, so now I'm an earth angel. And so, Ida, you have to tell everyone there's millions, over 64 million people in America alone that suffer from insomnia. They can't sleep at night, and here you are bragging about you sleeping and taking naps and being restful through the day. So you got to tell everybody what your secret is.
Well, I retrofitted my house with the balancer. I have the Soli, and I have the units on my power outlet and the ones in my room. And like I told Nathan earlier, I said, I come in here and I lie down and I go to sleep. I mean, before I would be tossing and turning, looking in a book or playing with my little handheld game, trying to make myself go to sleep, and now I literally have to make myself stay awake when I get in bed. It feels good to be able to take a nap and to rest, and I wake up, you know, about 5 o'clock in the morning. I really feel like I've slept through the night. So it's good. I'm getting restful sleep.
That's absolutely wonderful. That is wonderful. So, you know, I get so tickled, Ida, because, you know, it took me forever after you got the Solis to get you to take them out of the package and put them on the window. But I'm so glad that you took the leap of faith to get them on the window. And so now you're able to enjoy this, all of this newfound rest and health. That is fabulous.
Yeah.
That is fabulous.
It feels good because, I mean, I would just be tossing and turning and could not sleep. And I'd sleep for an hour, and then I'm waking up, and I'd sleep for 2 hours. And this was like every night, no matter how tired I was before I went to bed.
Wow.
Yeah, but now I'm sleeping for a good 4 to 5 hours a night. So I'm happy.
I know you are. Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show tonight. This is Dr. Rhoda Zion Alali. I'm a scholar in residence at Columbia University in New York. I want to give a shout out to my colleagues up there in the Department of Behavioral Studies and Health Promotion. I am so excited about my department and what we're doing at Columbia, because Columbia University is the apex of developing the new care model and monitoring the dynamics of environmental health and what should be the public policies that govern environmental health and how what should be the directions we take in medicine to enhance the skills for assessing people who have what is known as idiopathic environmental illnesses. Yes, the truth is our environments are making us sick. The good news is we can do something about it. And I want to take time to thank Nathan on the spot, Mr. Jonathan Hill, for his generosity in sponsoring this weekly radio show and his faithfulness, and Ida, who has been, you know, the guardian, you know, the sergeant of arms, so to speak, to make sure the show is coordinated every week and to come and to greet all of you. I appreciate the sacrifice you make to lift our voice up. You know, the good news is the voice is getting louder and louder. I was so excited to learn that Columbia had released the videos of our webinar. We've been looking, waiting for that for a very long time. And by accident at 2 o'clock in the morning, I was surfing YouTube looking for some other videos, and I found that video. So I posted it up. Everybody that got a post from me between 2 and 3 o'clock, I know you said, Dr. Alali has a soli in her bedroom. That's why she's up grooving at this early in the morning. Well, I tell you what, it has been a revelation because I do have a lot of sustained energy from soli, and I feel so excited about what the testimonials that are coming in from across the United States with those people who have soli in their window. It's one testimony after another. And I'm excited about a testimony that came in after the breast conference or for the entire month of October. And then the last week we did the pink clinic, the bra clinic. I got a little email shot to me from a lady in California, and she said, you know what, Doc? She said, I got my, she has the nano bio balancer, and she said, and I heard you talk about the light system for rebalancing the breast. And so she went and got her a flashlight, her tap light, put her nano bio balancer on the tap light, and she put it in her bra, you know, for what she thought was going to be just 10 minutes while she was sitting having her coffee. Well, she got a phone distraction and forgot it was in the bra. Went all day long with the flashlight in the bra. And she says, I don't know if this technology creates breast enhancement or not, but I decree my breast seemed like it was a size larger the next day. And I have been laughing about that for a whole week. I said, are you serious? She said, I'm telling you. She said, I'm an older woman, and, you know, older women, the breast can lose its buoyance and its fullness. You know, they can get kind of flat. She said, I had it in my bra, and I'm telling you, my breasts are about 20 years younger. And so that was my laugh. I've been tickled all week long about that email. And on a serious note, we got another email from a senior citizen that lives in a senior citizen complex. I had gone out to survey her unit because she had a rare blood disease, and her body was not making enough platelets, and her white blood cells were too high. And we went in and did a survey of her house, and the numbers were over 700, in some areas over 800. So we retrofitted. She's been in a retrofitted home now for all summer long. She said that her blood labs have totally normalized. She said she had no endurance to walk more than 20 feet without having to sit and rest. She says she has endurance. She can go, go, go. And the doctors are dumbfounded because they tried for 3 years trying to balance out her blood. And all of a sudden, her blood levels and blood elements are totally normal. And so she is giving credence and credibility to the fact that she now lives in a biobalanced house. And I'm telling you, these self-care testimonials, people are being so innovative and so creative with managing their own health that it really moves and renders a fortress of moving this technology and this movement forward. And I was deeply inspired also because somebody sent me a video of I believe she's South African or maybe she's West African, but her name is Sanaj. And in this video, she has a gospel song that she's singing, and she says in the song, "I know who I am." And she talks about how she was created to render excellence in the earth, to be excellence in the earth for God. And I think about all of you that's tuned in tonight. I want to thank you for interrupting your busy schedule to tune in. I heard some of my Canadian family on the line, on the show when I tuned in. And I want to thank you all for aspiring with a spirit of excellence, aspiring with a spirit to move this whole movement forward. This is the first day of the month of November, which is the National Alzheimer's Awareness Month and Diabetes Awareness Month. And we will continue to sound the alarm about environmental factors that are contributing to the demise of our health. Alzheimer's and diabetes have now been, or I should say it this way, Alzheimer's has now been subcategorized under diabetes as type 3 diabetes, because when the brain is resistant to uptake insulin, when the brain has some kind of problems with utilizing insulin, it can create what's a insulin resistance, and that can predisposition you for type 3 diabetes. Yes, we've been talking about type 3 diabetes for months now, but I really want to back up and revisit this because we are looking at a pandemic of Alzheimer's around the world, and people are getting Alzheimer's younger and younger and younger. There are people in their 40s now with Alzheimer's. And so in a serious note, we really have to be intentional. We have to know that who we are, that we were born to bring excellence into the earth. We were born to preserve the wellness and health of the earth. We were born to love one another. We were born to care for one another. And that's what I love about the intentions of how people in South Africa, in particular the Zulu tribe, they communicate. We talked a little bit, maybe a couple of months ago, about their greeting. I see you. When they don't say hello when you meet them, they say, I see you. And your response is supposed to be, I am here. And some respond, I am here to help you. And so I got another email. Someone sent me an email about Albert Einstein and how they called him a fool. They said, Dr. Lally, we know you've been called a fool a couple of times. I said, oh, yeah. I said, they got a real campaign media campaign out there saying that, you know, I'm a Looney Tune and so forth and so on. But I consider it to be an honor because I had no idea that Albert Einstein was called a fool and a heathen and he was dumb and stupid for even thinking that he could produce an alternative to energy. Everybody needed to continue to go in the woods and chop down that wood and have the wood-burning stoves light the candle and the kerosene lamps to have light, and the audacity that he could partner or follow some of the research of Nikola Tesla and others in that era to think that they could harness energy in such a way that they could produce light bulbs and lamps and lights and really revolutionize industry. They called Noah a fool when he wanted to build an ark and told everybody it's going to rain. And I had no idea. It took 125 years for him to build that ark. And it seemed that he had a mission without direction, without cause, that he had seen and heard something that was not even in the imagination of mankind. And so this is what I'm encouraged about, that I was made by the hand of God, and all of you are made by the hand of God to do something in the earth that only you can do. At a time when the world faces this huge crisis about Alzheimer's and diabetes, we're on a fast track train in the 1980s or 1979. We were 60 million people worldwide with diabetes. We're on a runaway train. They're saying and projecting that by the year 2030, there will be in excess of 366 million people worldwide with diabetes. And so with this new paradigm shift in diabetic presentation, having a type 3 diabetes where our brain is resistant to uptake oxygen, you and I were born. And we have to have a confidence in knowing our evolution is not of ourselves. We were born on the right day in the right race by the right parents in the right circumstances to form us in such a way that we would have the skills and the sensitivities and the insights and the anointing to become vessels to preserve life in the 21st century. And we can pull up our boots and we don't have to apologize anymore for the fact that we possess extraordinary gifts. We possess extraordinary compassions. We have extraordinary merciful hearts. We have witty ideals. We have investigative skills. We are anointed. The group that showed up on this radio show tonight, you are on this show because you have an extraordinary talent, ability, anointing. You are divinely created for such a time as this to stabilize the earth and stay humanity and create and be part of a movement that is sustaining life. We got to give our own self a clap. You need to clap for yourself tonight because we have to know who we are. We have to know who we are. And I just want to pause for a moment of praise and thanksgiving because when I think about how we've journeyed, I think about opposition, that there's actually people out there that want to operate in ignorance. At a time when we are under a nationwide call to action to investigate the problem and find solutions, they want to act like it's another day. And God forbid that we don't become intentional about finding resolve, finding solutions, finding products and resources and inventing things that we can stay alive, and we look up in a twinkling of an eye and we have a whole culture of people who don't have the fortitude to even think and sustain their own life, let alone the lives of their family. This convergence of chemicals and radiation is affecting people's ability to love, to dwell in peace. Everybody's in paranoia. Some governing bodies of our culture, I have so much anxiety. People are on so much antipsychotic medications trying to be nurses in your hospital, nurses and doctors taking care of you. Legislative officials, government officials, everybody's running on Prozac and other anti-anxiety, anti-depression medications because we are being bombarded by chemicals and radiation. And there's the hoopla gang that wants to blind people because they cannot see that what we're fighting for is not just for the welfare of our families, we're fighting for their welfare of their families. Because the real question we have to do as leaders in our community and in our family is sometimes you've got to have foresight as part of your plan. So the question becomes, in 70 years, who will have the mental faculties to be president of the United States and the governing bodies in the Congress and in the Senate? I mean, in this presidential race, with all the accusations and all of the tyranny and all of the strife and all of the character assault and character assassination, and you see people having to withstand, you know, this monkey zoo, as I call it, who's going to have the fortitude to even endure that kind of stuff 70 years from now? If every child will be born autistic and have some type of inability to have to be social, to engage socially. So I thank you for coming today. Father God, we thank you for this radio show. And we sanctify this show this evening for your glory and for your honor. I lift up Nathan on the spot. In this holy year of Jubilee, I thank you for rendering increase to his life. Increase him in wisdom. Everything that was stolen from him, I call back in the name Lord Jesus. I ask you for joy overflowing in his family and for every dollar that he has invested to put this word out. I'm asking you to give him a thousandfold return. I thank you for Ida and her faithfulness to lift up our voice, to lift up this work, to lift up this mission, to usher us to the listening audience, to pursue and support Nathan in this international campaign. I thank you for my Canadian family who continue to advise and guide and critique and govern and encourage and investigate and expand the horizons by which we understand this, the application of nanotechnologies that you gave from your heaven to our earth. We dedicate this show to you, the most glorious God, Jehovah Ra'ah, the God who looks upon us, the God who is our shepherd. We're asking you to look upon us, look upon this show tonight. We give you the praise, we give you the glory, and we sanctify it, that the knowledge shared tonight may be uplifting and empower people for change. We have to make a change. We have to move from this place, because if we stay here, we will surely die. Our children will surely lose their physical faculties to enjoy life. A simple task of running 1 mile or taking a bicycle 3 blocks will not be the opportunity of most children, because we know sustained exposure to chemicals and radon and radiation can knock out the nerve-muscle communication. And so many children are developing heart disease. The EPA is saying 1 in 3 children and adults are developing blood vessel disorders and heart disease. Our children will not have the fortitude, the strength, or the stamina to even pedal their bicycle 3 blocks to the corner store. We need you to see us, God. Strengthen our vision. Strengthen your words in us. Put words in our mouths that are so powerful that we empower people for change. Give us the words to put in the mouths of our community leaders, of our churches, of our sons and daughters, our grandchildren, their mothers, Father God, of community leaders, people that can affect change, so that we can sustain the gift that you've given us in this glorious, beautiful earth. Now we give you all praise. Empower our ability to see. Let us be intentional about seeing. And when we see problems, let us be empowered with the might of your mercy and grace and your love to do something about it and make a change. We thank you. We give you all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Alzheimer's. So what is really the problem with Alzheimer's? The problem with Alzheimer's is twofold. Number one, we've known for a long time, more than 20 years, that the basic problem with Alzheimer's is that the brain tissue will not uptake nutrients and proper levels of oxygen. Now, with this new discovery of type 3 diabetes, we find that there's a third factor in that, and that is the brain does not uptake enough oxygen. Enough insulin. And so that's why they're linking this type 3 diabetes with Alzheimer's, and they're doing intentional studies into insulin absorption in brain tissue. If Albert Einstein were living today, he would call a national conference, I believe, and he would invite doctors and nurses to come with him into his laboratory and to revisit his equation on his energy equivalence equation. Because when we look at energy in medicine, we start looking at disease, and we start looking at pathology or malfunction or dysfunction of tissue and cells, we're looking at intrinsic factors. We may even look inside of the cell, and we look on the outside of the cell. But our vision, the whole quest of I See You, has to go beyond looking in the body and looking at the fact that the body has some type of malfunction, dysfunction. We have to ask the question, about the external dynamics of that function. And I went to a horse farm in central Ohio. This family, they raised and bred miniature horses, these tall-looking horses. These horses only grew maybe 3 to 4 feet off of the ground. They were the cutest things, and they dressed them up like little clowns, and you could go down and rent, you know, their farm and these horses for hours and take your grandchildren or your children down there and have a birthday party. I mean, it was that kind of thing. But the lady had continuous headaches. She was had debilitating headaches that she had to be hospitalized over. And they were giving her Botox for migraine headaches. And so we went and we did a survey of her house. And I will never forget, she had a lamp in front of a window, and the lesion was on the left side of her head. And, of course, the way she slept in the bed, the left side of her head, within 18 inches was the lamp, and within 2 feet was this window. And when I tested her, I noticed that there was a EMF field. She was weak outside the window, so I had to move her away from the window and moved her to the middle of the room. But when I went to do research on glass and windows, most of the research that I found at that time, we're talking, you know, we're talking 7, 8 years ago, said that glass really did not conduct EMF radiation. But I often thought that that glass was a factor in creating the lesion on her brain, on that side of her head. And I was so grateful when some of the scientists from Harvard University, they came out with several studies. There's several YouTube videos now that talks about glass conducting EMF radiation. Because when you look at the dynamics of the way we sleep, with our head on the wall, or a lamp or multiple electronics around the bed, and then windows or mirrors that conduct EMF within close range, we think about the dynamics, how much bombardment we have of electromagnetic frequencies on the brain. There, I have looked to see if anyone is looking at the environmental factors and how they can reduce energy in tissue and be perhaps a major culprit in contributing to the stress that is put on the brain. Whenever your brain is under stress, be it from an infection or be it from, you know, chemical exposure or radiation exposure, your neurotransmitters that are responsible for uptaking nutrients inside of the cell and oxygen, they go into low gear and low energy and low mode. And so what your brain is usually getting to feed it and sustain it, it's not getting those high levels and optimal levels. And that is the reason why we continue to advocate. We continue to advocate and theorize with Albert Einstein. If you've got energy loss on the inside, there could be extrinsic factors on the outside, I mean outside of the body in the environment, that are contributing to that. And that is a real hypothesis. That's real science that is now measurable and quantifiable. Because as we have had the lady on the horse farm, even though we did not understand or we didn't have any tools to engage the window, I had her turn upside down in the bed, retrofitted her bedroom, and her headaches went away in a matter of a couple of days. So we were fortunate enough to have Lynn on and Rita on the show several times in the course of the year, speaking about her brain tumor, a tumor that she had for 3 years that had grew to a size of over around 3 millimeters. Just a little larger. That's kind of a small tumor, but a small tumor in the brain can do amazing. I mean, it can render great havoc. And so it had her in a state where she was having debilitating headaches, having to lay down all the time. And she testified on this show about how Rod, the angel on the lake, Rod, that's my new name for you, the angel on the lake, was so persistent in seeing her and engaging her family, saying, "I am here. I am here to help you. I think I can help you." And because of that kind of intention, I was so grateful that she drove for hours to meet me in Canada, to shake my hand, and to testify before everyone at that conference and render her thanksgiving for the technology. I mean, it was just incredible. And her testimony is actually vision and fuel and fire for how we can reach out to people with Alzheimer's and say, look, we can do the balance skills. We can test your brain. We can divide the skull, the head, in four quadrants and use Bedort testing to see if you have energy loss anywhere in the brain. And then if you do, then contact the engineers to get your bedrooms retrofitted, or tell people to unplug these electrical devices in your bedroom and sleep with your head at the foot of the bed and make a difference and make a change. So we move forward because Alzheimer's is now connected to diabetes. People don't know that. You can empower them for change by educating them. If they don't believe you, they can go to Google. Google has now over 1 million articles talking about Alzheimer's as type 3 diabetes. This is the month where we're addressing both diabetes and Alzheimer's. When we're speaking of them, we don't need to speak about them separately. We need to talk about them together. Because now that they have linked sustained exposure to high radioactive frequencies as a probable cause of diabetes, specifically type 3 diabetes, now that we know better, we can do better. And having said that, I've been talking to my Canadian family back and forth for a week now. And I want to hear about what happened with the RV. Did it get off to Florida? There were some questions about using some of the nanotechnology to biobalance a recreational vehicle and send it off from Canada to Florida. What happened with that, Rod?
Well, I made it by 2 minutes.
Oh, wow.
They had to leave early, a day early, and I didn't know about it. And it's got a Soli, a QW2, and a Q1.
Wow.
And just anxious to hear some news.
Wow. So have you heard any reports back from them? Have they noticed anything yet?
I've heard nothing.
Oh, okay, well, no news is good news.
Well, yeah, but I do know that the driver of the RV has to fly back to Montreal on Thursday. So I would imagine sometime over the weekend I'll speak with him. And, you know, this RV has made that trip down to Florida probably for at least the last 10 years. And
wow.
Every drop of fuel has been calculated. So if his gas mileage increases, he will see it right away.
Well, that's great news. That's great news. I am so excited to hear what they are able to find out and to discover, and if it makes a difference. Because, you know, as I share with them, we put a QW2x2 in a cell phone and plugged it in. I forgot it was in there. And we certainly went from Dayton, Ohio to St. Louis on a half a tank of gas. That is just unheard of.
Well, Dr. A, if we go back just over a week ago, and, you know, for a good 18 months, when I would drive to Montreal and back, I used to use 25% less gas in the car.
Wow.
And so instead of a quarter of a tank, it looks like it 25%. But, you know, not yesterday, but a week ago, Monday, when I did that trip down to Muskoka, which is pretty well the same distance return, I ended up using a tank, and that's when I felt totally drained. And if you remember last week, I told you about Soli re-energizing me in about 10 minutes when I was in front of it. It just made a huge difference, but it also told me that the Q2 that I was using was no longer valid. So,
yeah, it's ran out of energy. And that's why I tell people that you have to, you know, you'll know when they're totally out of energy because you'll feel their energy loss.
Yeah.
You'll feel the energy loss. Well, I have a testimony. I take yoga class twice a week, and I went to my yoga class, and our yoga professor, she was challenging us to stretch. And, you know, I was in that accident a year ago, hit by a truck, and so it really has affected my pelvic girdle, and I'm still in physical therapy strengthening that. So I tried to stretch my leg, and I hyperflexed it. It was an odd angle, so I sprained my knee. And I went to leave the yoga class, and I couldn't weight bear on the knee. And so they thought they were going to have to carry me out. And I said, well, let me just do something before we call the troops to carry me out. And so I had a bio balancer in my shoe. And I got the bio balancer out, and I said a little prayer with it, and I stuck it on my knee, and I could feel the tissue moving my kneecap. It was like it started making contractions in my knee, and I could feel it mobilizing my kneecap back in space, like back into its place, like it was balancing it. And when I felt a relief of the tension, then I stood up, and I could weight bear on the leg and walk out. And people were looking like, what? You couldn't even weight bear on your foot, and here you are walking out. And so it was like, this technology is so phenomenal. And I said, yes, it is. I said, because I could not believe that I could do that in weight bear, and it give me the stamina to walk out. And now the next morning when I woke up, I was sore from that whole stretching and overbearing off the knee. So I did ice it and do what I was supposed to do, so I didn't traumatize the tissue. So, but normally it would take me about 2 weeks to recover from something like that. And I was back in the swing of things within about 48 hours. But my yoga teacher was so impressed that she said, I got to take the training on Saturday. So she came to the Saturday training class, and then this morning we presented her with her balance coach certificate. So she went right home and started working on her husband, and she's got her own little classes where she's going forth to sell the nanos and the nanobio balancers. So that's my little testimony. So anyone else have anything to say on the line tonight? Anybody else have a testimony to share? If not, I want to wish everybody a fabulous week. We're going to get it done because we were made and created for a time as this. We know who we are. We know we can make a difference. And so I release the love of God to everybody. You're highly favored to make a difference and make a change. And because of you, our earth shall be great. Because you seed, you pour your greatness in the earth. And when you do that, you empower people for change and you empower people for love. Love is what works and is what moves us forward. And I'm excited about our future together. Good night, everyone. I'll see you next
week. Good night, everyone.
Not alone, I'm waiting on my box.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm waiting on my, you see, he was going to ship me something last week because I was going to Atlanta. This week I'm going to Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Okay. You, Nathan, I need you to send me what address that you wanted me to send it to. I think that's where our delay got. I didn't know whether I was sending it to Atlanta to meet you or sending it to South Carolina.
Oh, goodness. Okay, then.
So just text me which address you wanted me to ship it to.
Okay. I got to walk you through the last part. You go find a song and click on it, and then when the song starts playing, we'll be off. Then you can go in the key box.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, Dr. Alali. Good night, Ron. Good night,
good
Mario.
Night. Good night, Mario. Good night, Rod.
Bye.
Bye.
Find a song. You find a song?
I guess. Just hit anything?
No, not anything. You see?
He is worthy?
Yes, I like that one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then go to the cue box now. Put us in the cue box.
That's why I'll give life.